Hello, buenos dias, good afternoon, good evening, whenever. Thank you for being in Business 121, Summer 2017. This is the syllabus commentary. What you'll find is there's usually a commentary for most all the documents, not all, but most, and sometimes a video documentary. And the cool thing about MP3 files is that you can download them to your mobile device or your computer and listen to them whenever, even when you're walking the dog or commuting. So let's discuss the syllabus. This is the commentary for the short form, which is the one I prefer. But we also have a long form that our distance education folks suggest that we include because it's more thorough. Nobody reads the syllabus anyway. What difference does it make? Anyway, let's go through this one. I hope you're looking at it. You can use Google Docs to view it on almost any device, and then you can download it. You can do file. What is it? I'm going to look at it right now. File, download as a Word document, a Open Office document for LibreOffice or Open Office. Rich text format, PDF. Every device can read PDF files. Plain text, a web page, and even an e-publication for your Kindle reader. But I think most people want to download it as either Word or PDF. Okay, so that's how cool Google Docs is. I'm converting everything over to Google Docs. Let's get started. Course description objective. Introduction to financial planning and money management. Dear students, everything we do in this class is practical. See, it says emphasis is placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. That's right. What's the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life? Money. Are you going to be solving quadratic equations? Or discussing FOIL, first, outer, inner, last, or predicates and parsing sentences? Are you going to be discussing the impact of 19th century French Impressionism upon 20th century up modern art? Well, maybe if you're at that party trying to score with the art student. No. You're going to be dealing with money for the rest of your life. And so this class should be mandatory. Now, I'll tell you a secret. Every professor, every teacher thinks their class should be mandatory, but that's just... I'm not biased. But yes, we are going to go through the full spectrum of personal financial planning. So some of these things may not pertain to you right now, especially if you're younger, but eventually, assuming you live long enough, let's hope we all do, they will. What is the course content? Well, here it is. Goal setting, that's chapter 1. Financial statements, chapter 2. And budgeting and resource allocation, that's chapter 2. Tax strategies, chapter 3. Banking, 4. Cash and debt management, 4 and 5. Purchasing strategies, 6 and 7. Insurance and risk management. Insurance, we don't like insurance, but it's the necessary evil. Those are chapters 8, 9, and 10. Investing, my favorite part of the semester. 11, 12, 13. And then retirement and estate planning, chapter 14. That's the whole class. And that's the whole spectrum of personal finance. Now, the book, the course materials. Folks, I'm not allowed to say this, but you really don't need the book. I've been told by many students that they thought the presentations were a whole lot better. The lectures were much more lively than the book. I let you use any edition. And what does that mean? That means you can go back and use the first or second or third edition and pay $10 online for it. So if you look at the bottom of the class webpage, you're going to see links to Amazon, and half.com, which is kind of like a quarter.com, it's part of eBay. And then another one, Chubb. And there's another one called Valore, that you can find the old textbooks for, $10, $20. And so check it out. Now, you need a notebook. I recommend that you have a three-ring binder. It's just easier to keep everything in order. You need a calculator or a spreadsheet. Dedication, hard work, motivation, organization, and self-discipline. Why? Because, dear students, you have to work on this class every day. This is an 8-week session in summer when, of course, your buddies are going to want you to come to the beach. And if you go to the beach, just make sure you've downloaded the presentations before, okay, so you can listen to them. And so you got to work every day, because what we see with online classes is that we have a higher dropout rate. And when you actually pin down the students, if you can, usually they just disappear and they don't want to talk to you. But when you can pin them down, they will invariably, almost sometimes not, but you almost always will say, oh, I just got behind and I couldn't catch up. So read the attendance and lateness. Students taking online classes must have self-discipline. Reading the text, viewing the presentations, listening to the audio lectures, submitting assignments, taking the exams are all expected to be done on time. Yeah. If you have doubts about your ability to spend at least an hour a day, dear students, consider taking the class this fall face-to-face. You procrastinators know who you are, because we're going to move at twice the normal rate, and there are already 15 people on the waiting list. So if you think within the first 2 weeks you're not going to be spending at least an hour a day, then you may want to think about dropping the class. And I never want to tell anybody to drop the class, even if they're failing. I want them to learn. The grade is secondary. But remember, these are scarce resources. We would love to open up another section. Call the school, ask them to open up another section. But it's probably they won't, because I'm not the only. We're not the only. This class is not the only one with a big waiting list, and that's sad. It's very sad, but it's the reality. So if you don't think you can stick, you're going to be able to spend at least an hour a day, you might want to think about taking it in the fall. Now the grading, it's basically a straight curve. That's one of those jokes, like jumbo shrimp and military intelligence, and they call it oxymorons. How can something be a straight curve? Do your own work, but it's very good to work in teams. Get together with your fellow students and work together, because the studies have shown that students who work together tend to do better. So be one of those students that does better and work with other people. Because then you get opportunities to teach each other. And there's the dirty little secret that we teachers don't tell our students. We learn more from you than you learn from us. That's right. If you want to learn a topic, teach it. Yeah. Now, the time requirements. Can I get you to put in an hour a day, please? More if you have it, because learning requires repetition. And also because, as I've already said, we only have 8 weeks, and it's the summer, and we move quickly. Yeah. Now, accommodations. You know the drill. If you believe you need accommodations, or if you already have accommodations, please contact me. Please contact the Disability Support Services. Because these people are very, very good, and they can and will help you, and they will also help you with test taking and giving you more time and the like. So please consider that. You owe it to yourself, if you believe you have any kind of disability, learning disability or whatever, to take advantage of all the resources we have. Now, here is something that I hope you'll at least visit, dear students. And that's the Academic Success Center. This, you know, we used to call it the Tutoring Center, but they have to have a highfalutin name that sounds exciting. This place is awesome. The people who run it are awesome. And if you go there, you will become awesome. Why? Because this is the best way to motivate yourself, is to be around people who are already motivated. And you will get hooked on this place. And you will find yourself helping other students, and that's the best way to learn. Now, if you have a problem with any of the calculations in our class, of course, you contact me. That's my job. But you can also go to the tutoring center and ask one of the math tutors to help you. And they'll say something like, I don't tutor math. I don't tutor finance. Just say, look, just look at this problem. They'll look at the problem. They'll go, oh, yeah, I can help you with this. Because it's very easy, you know. It's not calculus, folks. The calculations are very straightforward. And so, but of course, you know, contact me. And we have a system called the virtual office that you make an appointment and we can see each other. It's like Skype. If you ever use Skype, it's like Skype, but it's more powerful because we can take control of each other's computers. It's very, very, very cool. So, contact me for that. Now, as we said, there's no office hours, so you make an appointment, right? We didn't say that, but I said you're going to make an appointment with me because we don't have any set office hours. Here's how you get in touch with me. You can call me at home, not after 8:30. 7 o'clock in the morning is fine because I wake up very early. There's my email. That's how most people get in touch with me. And I promise you 24-hour response Monday through Friday. But if I don't get back to you, send me another email because we get dozens of emails every day and it's easy to lose them. Now, my homepage. You may want to spend a lot of time on my homepage. Maybe not. I mean, I'm not on the class website, which is off my homepage, because everything is available through Canvas. But what I do, and I'll explain this over and over and over again, is I put all the material on the class website and then just point to it through Canvas. So that's how that works. So check that out. You could play. Some people get frightened by the website because there's a lot of material, folks. It's a 3-unit class. But others get excited because they say, hey, I don't have to buy it. I don't really need the book. I'm not allowed to say that. Shh, don't tell the administration. Student learning outcomes. You can read that if you want, but that's just for people in Sacramento who don't have any time to deal with students, so they deal with student learning outcomes, which are supposed to help the students, but don't really mean anything to anybody, but that's the world we live in. Now, what do you do with the syllabus, right? You print it out, put it in the back of your notebook, never look at it again. Well, not in this class, folks. Look at page number 2. This is the course schedule, and we follow it to the best of our abilities, because we only have 8 weeks. So that means after the second week, the end of June, the week of June 19th to the 25th, we have our first exam. And our assignments are due in 2 weeks. Right. So you've got to be working on this class every day. Get a buddy and call each other up or call me up. And we'll say, did you work on this class today? Yes. So what some people do is they create a journal. They create a journal, whether online or you can use there's a thing in Canvas called the syllabus, which you can actually make notes on, or just write it on a piece of paper. And what did I do today? What do I have to do next? And so you got to get organized because a week could fly by and you haven't done a thing, and now you're 2 chapters behind. Because we basically, not always, but we basically do 2 chapters every week. Sometimes we do 1, and sometimes we do 3. So you can't let up. I apologize, but that's the nature of the 8-week class. And notice, we are going to follow the chapters because they're actually pretty well organized in that they start from goal setting and money management into taxes, into banking and credit, debt. And then the purchasing decisions, cars, housing, and then insurance, the necessary evil. In investing, we spend a couple weeks on investing, and then at the very end, we discuss retirement and estate planning. So that's the entire semester, folks, in 8 weeks. Are you ready? Are you excited? I hope so, because I am, and I am going to do my best. This is my goal. Goal setting is our first chapter. My goal for you, for this class, for you, is to make this the best class you've ever taken. Not just the best online class, but the best college class you've ever taken, and a class that 10, 15, 20 years from now you remember as really helping you. Because most of the time, folks, you can't remember what you did of two semesters later or a year later. You don't remember what you did in that class, maybe a little bit. But you remember certain classes. I do, I know. That helped me many years ago and helped me now. And I want, that's my goal. My goal is to make this class the best class you've ever taken and a class that will help you in this strange and bizarre and scary and sad and joyful adventure that we call life. Okay? All right. Welcome to Business 121 for summer 2017. You've got work to do. We are very, very glad you're here. We are very privileged, and we feel very privileged and honored. We are going to make this, well, I've already said that. See ya. Happy summer. Bye.